This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Detrow, and it is time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He, of course, is the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Will, nice to talk to you again.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Will. Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Michael Stamen of Freeland, Maryland. I said, think of a major U.S. city in two words. Insert an L in the exact middle of the second word. Now read the first word forward and the second word backward, and you'll name two things associated with this time of year. What are they? Well, the city is Santa Fe, and you make that change and you get Santa and Elf.
We received more than 2,000 correct responses this week. Harry Udenfriend from Poughkeepsie, New York is the winner. Congratulations, Harry. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
How did you figure it out?
Well, I do the puzzle every week with my wife, and she suggested starting with Santa. It was easy to look up all the cities with Santa.
There you go. How many years have you submitted before, if you're a regular?
I think I started in 1987.
Well, we're excited to have you here. You ready to play the puzzle?
I hope so, yep.
All right, over to you, Will.
All right, Harry, today I've brought a game of categories based on the word candy. For each category I give, name something in it starting with each of the letters C-A-N-D-Y. For example, if the category were six-letter girls' names, you might say Connie, Arlene, Nadine, Denise, and Yvonne. Any answer that works is okay, and you can give the answers in any order. Here's number one. Your first category is dog breeds.
Collie. It's tougher on the air, huh?
We had an A dog in my household for years and years. That doesn't help you, I guess, but it's a terrier.
Yeah, what kind of terrier? Starting with Y?
Yellow.
Not a yellow terrier. It's a place. I don't. Well, maybe, but I'm not familiar with that. How about a Y for a place in England?
Yorkshire.
Yorkshire Terrier. Good. Now you need an A, N, and D. Okay, for D, there's one with spots.
Possibly on your nearby fire truck.
Dalmatian.
Dalmatian. Good. Now for N, you can name a place in Canada.
No, sorry.
Gotcha. And let's go to the A. For an A, think of a country in Central Asia.
In the news a lot this year.
Afghanistan?
Yeah, and what's the adjective form? It's also the name of a blanket from that area.
Afghan,
there you go.
There you go.
Finally, for N, it's part of a province name in eastern Canada, along with Labrador. All right, I'm going to tell you this one. It's Newfoundland. You know the Newfoundland dog?
No, not really. I'm sorry.
You're doing fine. All right, your next category is foreign rivers.
Let's see, the Nile.
The Nile's a good name.
The Danube.
Good.
The Yalu River.
Good. Also the Yangtze. You need a C and an A.
Does the country of Colombia have a river? Columbia?
No. There's a Columbia River in the U.S., but no. Think of a long river in Africa.
Congo.
And for A, think South America.
Amazon.
There you go. Your next category is pro baseball teams.
Okay. It's the Yankees.
Good.
I would say for C, it's a team mentioned 9 times a week on Weekend Edition Saturday.
That's funny.
Oh, the Cubs.
Oh, the Cubs. Good, good, good. Of course. Okay. How about Houston?
Astros.
All right. And think Washington.
Nationals.
And all you need is a D. There's two of them. One from the West Coast. And one from Arizona.
Diamondbacks,
and also the Dodgers. Not bad, Harry.
Yeah. How you feel, Harry? It's.
My wife told all our friends that I was going to be on the radio. Now I have to hide.
Well, I don't know. You played the puzzle. You got the answer. So you do get the Weekend Edition lapel pin and those puzzle books and games. And as you know from listening for years, you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Harry, what is your member station?
I'm a tote-carrying member of WAMC.
That's Harry Udenfriend from Poughkeepsie, New York. Thank you for playing the puzzle this week.
Thank you, Will. I'm a big fan.
Thanks a lot, Harry.
Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Greg Van Mechelen of Berkeley, California. Take the name of a well-known artist. The first name can be divided to form two common words that are synonyms. And the last name can be anagrammed to form an antonym of those two words. Who's the artist and what are the words? So again, famous artist, first name, you can divide it to form two common words that are synonyms, and the last name can be anagrammed to form an antonym of those two words. Who's the artist, and what words are these?
All right, and when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry. Our deadline for those entries is Thursday, December 23rd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Do not forget to include your phone number where we can reach you. If you are the winner, we will give you a call. You'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Will, thanks as always.
Thank you, Scott.